What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenchi. Welcome to a new episode of On the Brain. Host, to my right, introduce yourself.
Yourself.
Beautiful. What is going on? It's Elder Tenchi and Nabjita back again with another episode of On the Brain. Today we're going to talk about something, let's face it, nostalgia seems to be the brand over here. Now, in my brother's case, you know, he is not really all that nostalgic, which I completely understand. But me, sometimes I'm like, dude, we gotta talk about this. They're doing this again because this is what we are known for over here. It's mostly remakes, reboots, reimaginings, and this one's no different. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers has been was in development for years. Like, I remember seeing the first announcement for it, and I'd occasionally see, you know, with myself, I'd be sitting over here and I'd bring it up to Nabjita, and we're both looking at each other like, okay, so the only human character would be the Professor Nimnal? Who the heck would play him, and why would they do this in the first place? Are they gonna do this like a weird CG hybrid like they did with, so many Garfield, freaking Smurfs, the Chipmunks? Well, I guess they figured out a formula. They basically said, you know what? We could do all that, but we're just gonna do our own thing. We're gonna hire Andy Samberg and his homies from the Lonely Island to come up with a concept, and here's what they did. So, teaser trailer comes out, and I get myself confused. And then I tell Nabjita,
as easily as he does.
And I can't deny that, because the type of brain I have, I want to analyze every freaking thing about it for no real reason other than the fact that it's a nostalgic property, and I'm like, what are they doing here? But then I bring it up to Nabjita, and I tell him, like, okay, this is gonna be meta as heck. And what did you tell me?
That's the trend now. Everything is gonna be meta as heck. Get used to it.
Yeah, and even though I have watched all the movies that I just mentioned before this, I guess I'm not used to the idea that they know that they are cartoons and all this other stuff that they just add in for kicks. So Chip and Dale, they've been stars for a long time. Rescue Rangers was at its peak back in the 80s and early 90s, and now it's 30 years later. And we seem to be back in like the real world slash toon world, because that was really interesting. I felt like I was watching Roger Rabbit again, and then there he is, just dancing, doing the Roger Rabbit. It's like, okay, what are these worlds connected here, or are they gonna do those jokes again? Because I haven't seen something like that effectively since Roger Rabbit. I know we just had Tom and Jerry, and I have yet to see that. You know, I'll put it on the filler list for movies I watch, but don't really pay attention to. But what did you think after first seeing it, bro?
People are fucking cartoons.
We were talking about this right before I pressed record. This is Disney.
Yeah, I am.
This is Disney. I know they brought us Roger Rabbit, but it was under a different, it was under a slightly different banner, so they could make those jokes. And now you just basically said what a lot of us are probably thinking.
Yeah, oh, the people are openly fucking cartoons. Any cartoon character you see that is not recognizable is a hybrid between a human and a cartoon.
I didn't see anything in there that wasn't recognizable until the end of the trailer.
There's probably more,
but I wasn't expecting so many cameos. Like, they even did a cat joke, according to some that have seen the cats, the new Cats movie, they thought it was a joke, and some really liked it. But I wasn't expecting them to literally do a cat's joke. Aside from the whole, and you know what? Big ups to them for deciding not to do the sped up, you know, the sped up voices, even though that's, you know, that's expected. That right there is an end joke on its own, especially if you're a voice acting person, you know. I don't want to think about cartoons and humans hooking up.
Well, if they're going to be mingling that close to each other, it's going to happen.
I mean, it was kind of obvious.
You don't know what Monterey Jack did for some cheese.
Monterey Jack probably did some things for some cheese, but some are just straight up. Even the kids are going to be like, "Ma, what are they talking about?" Some might think of it as just a joke. Others will get the not so subtle reference to drugs in the. Oh my god! But I have to say that was just yeah, it was clear. It was funny. I was not expecting it. And seeing the CGI plastic surgery. Like the CGI surgery that Dale got, I'm like, okay. So Chip does not want to. He doesn't want to conform to today's standards. He just wants to do what he's normally done. Whereas Dale seems to be, he's on the nostalgia circuit, going to cons, making his money, and from the looks of things. Monterey Jack is recovering, but only person we didn't see was Gadget. We saw Gadget for like a hot few seconds, but we didn't see her throughout this trailer. And it led to some, well, not interesting. I wouldn't say like theories I didn't expect, but a couple in particular involved the Gadget cult around this character, and it. I don't think they'll do that. They might make a joke to that, but I'm just saying, it's Disney. How adult do you think they're gonna get? Just like right off the bat. But it's only gonna be on Disney Plus streaming, and we got a decent date for it. I could definitely see myself watching this.
It's only gonna be on streaming. Boo.
Yeah, it's only gonna be on streaming. Yep. Point. This is Disney Plus original.
Meh.
Why would you have seen it if it was in theaters?
Why not?
Well, I'm just curious about your reaction.
I said why not?
That's all. I don't.
It's a early day watch in the theater.
True. Yeah. Like 10, 11 a.m. I could see that. Yeah. I'm not that surprised that they're making this a Disney Plus original, only because while they do have their own, you know, they have their own shows and stuff, I see them trying to beef up their original movie catalog. So putting this only on Disney Plus makes sense. Plus, also, we're still in the middle of the panorama. So
I prefer Funorama.
Funorama? Okay. Cool. Okay. So we're in the middle of the Funorama. Sure. And
Yes, it's Poor Kids Discovery Zone.
I haven't thought about Discovery Zone in years. Sheesh, talk about
or Funorama.
Talk about a throwback. Jeez. Oh man, but good one. That was a deep cut, bro. Oh man, but I wonder. Like, okay, obviously, because they did bring back like Chip and Dale in their own, you know, in their own show, but just as their, you know, just as their normal tree climbing, fun, you know, fun loving, annoying characters, Chippendale. Chippendale Rescue Rangers was only going to get a movie. But I wonder, aside from people in our, age bracket, how many of their kids are actually going to get, you know, get what's going on, or if they're even going to, or if they're even going to care, because like you said, this is the trend now, a bunch of meta jokes for old properties that were popular, most our age and others our parents' age and so on. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see. I'm definitely planning on watching this. Should I talk about it? I'll probably talk about it. Let's face it. I'll probably talk about it. It's funny enough to talk about. But yeah, the amount of people they got to do this, like J.K. Simmons and a few others. Once again, not surprised that they did this. I just wish that they did get a few more, you know, voice actors up in here. But that's just my own. But that's been my gripe for, you know, the longest time since Shrek. That's been my gripe for the longest time. Can we get some more people that primarily do voice acting in these, you know, in these animated films?
Yeah, but Shrek really wouldn't be Shrek without those voices.
This is that. No, that's also, you know, that's also true. And it's not like they didn't get anybody within the voice acting community to do these things. But I feel like I've always felt like the voice acting community deserves more, deserves more respect than they get, because this is their art. This is what, you know, this is what they do. Some have done screen and voice too, you know, but I feel like it takes a lot of work and care to react, you know, to keep doing what you're doing as far as the voice acting community is concerned. So in speaking of respect, you know, even though I'm gonna miss him, big ups to John DiMaggio with the deciding not to come back for the Futurama revival, and his you know, his reasoning for it makes sense. He believes that the voice actors deserve to get paid more, and I am 100% 100% down with that. So I completely understand. And he's probably got more reasons too, but I completely understand that one. Like I said, I think they deserve more respect, just like their Hollywood counterparts who we see more often than not. So. But that's just my thing. And as far as another nostalgic property that seems to be doing a lot better on screen than he has done in game sales in a while, just saying, Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, we got Sonic 2 coming out soon. We got Idris Elba as Knuckles. That trailer that came out was dope. That's all I needed to see. I don't need to see anything else. But they just announced that not only will we be getting a third Sonic movie before the second one is even out, they're doing a live action series. Part of me wanted to go, why? But then I also remember Netflix is still putting out a Sonic show. So right there, I'm kind of reminded of the fact that Sonic back in the 90s had three shows, two going on at the same time, you know, and so that kind of brings me back to that. But what are your thoughts on that, bro?
On what?
The fact that Sonic's got basically two other things going for him in the franchise, a brand new show, as well as far as I know, they're still doing the Netflix show, and he's guaranteed a third movie already.
I mean, it's Sonic, it's going to happen.
Well, there was no guarantee.
Sonic's more popular for, like, movies and TV shows nowadays than he is for games.
Right. Like, he's still selling games, but nowhere near where he was back when we were growing up. So seeing him in this light, which does include a screen actor / voice actor vet. And, you know, as Sonic, I have to, you know, I gotta give him that. I really do. And in Idris Elba as Knuckles, who will be returning to this to this new iteration of Sonic in the upcoming live action show, which looks like it's only going to be on Paramount Plus. So that gives you so that gives people a reason for a subscription, you know. But it's interesting because I saw a third movie coming. I did not see a series set in the same universe coming. But it's not like they haven't done that before, you know. It's gonna be nice and weird. But you know what? Expect a review for the for the Sonic movie, because that I didn't get a chance to review the first one. Saw the first one. Actually, really enjoyed it. You know, I wish they went a little deeper into Sonic's world, but. Yeah, but for what we got, I gotta give him credit for it. I hope this time around, with the zaniness of it all and Jim Carrey, meeting Knuckles and everything, I hope we get to take a little trip back to whatever they call his world in this one. I'm still gonna call it Mobius for the time being. So yo, man, looking forward to it. Sonic 3, probably, most definitely. And as far as the show, sure. And one other thing I did not see coming.
What?
One thing I did not see coming is what I told you about recently. Wile E. Coyote getting his own movie.
Okay.
Yeah, did not see that coming. Apparently, it was based off of a cartoon somebody drew back in the day where it looked like he was taking Acme to court. They're going to use that as a plot line. And you know what? I'm down. Because honestly, I think he deserves his due. Years of using Acme products and getting messed up in the process. Just chasing down the Roadrunner. But you brought up an interesting point. Will he be talking in this one, or is it just going to be all signs? Because we know he can do both, but sometimes it feels like they're two different characters. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess, if you want to think of it that way.
Well, to me, it kind of felt that way, because I'm like, wait, why does he choose? I know they do the sign gags for this, but how come we couldn't hear at least ouch when he, I don't know, would do the, would hit the wall or fall down a cliff or something, and the next thing you know, he's with the sheepdog or with Bugs Bunny or something, which you also pointed out that's when he does the most talking. So, yeah, but still, can definitely see myself watching this. I'm very curious, because as far as I know, this will be the first time he's had a starring role on screen, so it's gonna be a good one. But ultimately, man, what do you think?
About the Wile E. Coyote thing?
Yeah.
Well, the premise sounds boring. Bringing Acme to court, but if it was anything else, it might be interesting.
Okay. What would you want to see? Like, if you were coming up with the premise.
Just regular Wile E. Coyote stuff.
So just the...
It probably worked better how Pixar would do shorts before their films, just a short before a film.
I got that. Because I could see that, probably functioning a bit better as, say a five minute to 10 minute short. Yeah. How are they going to stretch this out into a whole movie?
That's what I think is boring to me. It's like, just do shorts. Or collection of shorts done by different artists.
I definitely see your point. It could definitely be funny. But would it work better in the short format? How you stretch this out into like an hour and say like an hour and a half? You know, don't know. Have no idea. It's interesting. I will give it that. Let's see what happens. Yeah, I think I'm gonna keep this one short because there was another thing that I wanted to talk about, but it's not 100% set in stone, so I'll probably keep that for another episode. But bro, I want to thank you for, you know, for joining us in the lab again. It's been a while, and definitely coming back for more. But in the meantime, let us know what you think of this news. Are you excited about the Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger movie? If you have kids, do you see yourself watching this with your kids and enjoying it with them, or do you just want want the TV to babysit them? I don't know. It's up to you. And as far as my Looney Tunes fans, Wile E. Coyote taking it to court, what's going on? And Sonic the Hedgehog fans, are you more excited about the third film or the prospect of this new live action series? Let's discuss. And if you have Paramount Plus, will you be checking it out? You know, let's discuss. All links to everywhere that you can find On the Brain will be in the description, and we will see you on the next episode. Peace, love, and never be normal.